We now welcome onto the call the head coach of them at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. I know we talked last week with the unique week 11 bye week. You were looking for suggestions. I don't know how you used it, but kind of fill us in on what you guys did on week 11.
Well, as you said, it was a kind of a first ever in probably 47, 48 years for me to have a bye this late. But I think it did come at a good time. You know, we had been through some very physical games. The most recent one down at Delaware, it gave us an opportunity to heal up a little bit and kind of have some guys get some treatment and get back and just some well-needed rest. You know, when you start August 1st and you go straight through to the, you know, the second week of November, that's a long grind right there. So I think we used the bye effectively. And then we also used it to get a head start on the next opponent, which is Stony Brook. You know, they're a good football team, and you know we're going to need all the preparation time we can get.
Were you able to do you feel like you're able to maybe get some guys back, whether it's Tony or some? You've been super banged up on defense. Do you think you're going to be able to have some guys available Saturday that have been out for you?
Well, it's not completely clear yet. You know, we're hopeful. They're all getting better every day. Some of the guys on defense, we know we won't have back. They're out for the season. Tony continues to rehab and get better, and he was looking really good yesterday. So we're hopeful that he'll be able to get some practice time in and possibly play on Saturday. But, you know, as far as the other side of the ball, there's most of those guys that are out are going to continue to be out.
Yeah. Let's take a look back maybe at your season a little bit. Your offense has not only been – maybe the best in the CA, but one of the best in all of FCS. What has gone so well for your group this season?
Well, I think they've had great balance. You know, first of all, you know, we believe that you have to be able to run the ball to be effective. And that's something that quite honestly, we have been doing fairly well. You know, we were fortunate to have a good running back in Jaden Sheridan, who has the ability to carry the ball 25 times, but he also has the ability to hit the home run and go the distance in any given time. He's got that second or third gear that speed that really helps him do that. And you know, the combination of when Tony was our quarterback and then Enzo, you know, they've been able to find a fairly talented group of receivers. We spread the ball around a lot. And I think we make it kind of difficult for people to defend because we have a pretty decent run game and a lot of receivers in the passing game. You know, so that's something that, you know, we've been able to rely on. That's something that we're going to have to continue to rely on as we go into this final week.
Got a question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Good morning, Coach. This kind of ties into what I wanted to ask, but with Jaden having such a special season where he's leading the nation and has multiple runs over 75 all the way up to, you know, 95 yards, what's it been like kind of helping him navigate through such a great season and being able to kind of witness that with those, you know, multiple home run plays that he's kind of delivered?
Well, you know, as you say, Kyle, Jaden's an extremely dynamic player. He's a great young man, a great guy to have on your team and be in your locker room. But he's also extremely grounded. He's a guy that his focus is on going out and doing whatever he has to do to contributing to us winning the game, you know, that particular Saturday. And that's something that hasn't left him despite or in spite of the success that he's had. He's been focused. He comes to work every single day in practice. He hasn't missed a practice yet since we started back on August 1st. He's a guy that's going to work every day in practice. He's always going full speed. And I think that's one of the reasons why he is so successful come Saturday. He's just a great young man to have around and to talk with him, to see him at practice, to see him in the locker room. You would never know he's having the level of success that he's experienced this year.
Kevin, on the other side of the ball, there's been some struggles, obviously, defensively, and I know injuries have taken a big toll on that group. As you go back and look at things and prepare for this last game, have you been able to put your finger on why that's happened and some things that you'd like to see get better?
Well, you know, sometimes I feel like I don't have enough fingers to put in the dike. You know, there's leaks coming out everywhere. You know, and it's kind of a work in progress. It seems like just when we get one problem solved or think we have it solved, we have another area that is of greater concern. It hasn't helped that we've had kind of a revolving door and different people in the lineup there. You know, and that looks like it's going to continue through the final week of the season. We will play a lot of guys. try to find the right combination of guys that can really step in and help us have some success. But, you know, we're going to need that this week.
As you go into your final game in CAA play and you're closing your first season in the CAA, just give me some takeaways and your impressions of your first season in the CAA. You guys have been involved in a ton of close and competitive games. Just would like your impressions on what it's been like.
Well, I think that the first thing that comes to mind, Rob, is that, you know, it doesn't matter what anyone's record is in this league. When you go out on the field on Saturday, it's about who is going to make the plays consistently enough to get off the field with a win. A team could have one or two wins. A team could have eight wins. It really doesn't matter once that game starts. The other thing that comes to mind is that, you know, if you make a critical mistake in the game, it's going to cost you. And there's other times or other games, maybe in some non-conference games, you have a mistake, whether it's a turnover or whatever it may be, and it doesn't really hurt you. You can overcome it. It seems like in the CAA, it's very, very difficult to overcome mistakes.
Got a question this morning from Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Coach.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Coach, can you talk about the importance of winning your last game against Stony Brook and going off into the offseason on a high note?
They're all important, Mike. I mean, every week we go out there, we take the field with the attitude that it's highly important that we win. But to your point, I mean, I think, you know, when you finish the season with a win, it does make all that hard work that goes into the offseason, the winter and the spring, that much easier. The players feel a little bit better about themselves. There's a better vibe in the locker room that's more upbeat. And I think, you know, it's important for all those reasons.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Kevin, you touched about in your opening statement about Stony Brook being better than their record as you've started to dive into them. They've got a couple of young quarterbacks and some guys on defense that have really been getting after some people. What challenges do they present for you?
Well, you know, they're a team, I think, on both sides of the ball that have suffered through some injuries themselves. You know, I know on the offensive side, you know, they've used several quarterbacks. They've used several different running backs. Their offensive line is a group that's kind of been mixed and match on a week-to-week basis. So, you know, I feel for them. I feel for Chuck, you know, much in the same way we're feeling some of those same things as well. But they're a defense that really makes you earn it. They're giving up, I think it's right around 130 yards per game rushing. And they make you earn every one of those yards. And nothing comes easy against them. And when you look at their scores, they've been involved in some very close games themselves. I think there's three games. There's a difference of maybe 7 points total in all those games. So they've been right there. You look at how they play some of the top teams in the conference. They've played them very, very closely. So, you know, they're a team that, you know, to their credit and to the credit of Chuck and the coaching staff there, they play very hard. When you watch them on video, if you had no idea of what the record was prior to that game you're watching, you would never think that it's a team that has two wins at that point. They play extremely hard. They're very well coached, and they get after you. So, you know, they make you earn everything that you hope to get.
Before I let you go, last home game also is senior day. Maybe just some comments on your group of seniors that you've had.
Yeah, well, we've got, a very special group of seniors here. And, you know, with what's transpired with COVID in the last couple of years here, we've got a large group. We'll probably introduce 34, 35 guys on Saturday, some in their fourth year, some in their fifth year. Some of them are actually sixth year guys that have been around for a little while. And they've all left their mark on this program. They've all been extremely successful here at Monmouth. They've all made Monmouth a better place and a better football program because of their contributions.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the time this morning and all season long. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.